if you want to sing along with Josh Ritter, take a deep breath first. He describes his music as rock and roll with lots of words.
Staying in the sepia of the butcher crying, man, through the wreck of a brass band, I thought I could see you in a cakewalk. She came through the dead and the lame, just a little bird floating on a hurricane. I was flat on my back, paint the thorns, I was in between the apples and the chloroform. She came to me off and I was sure I was dying. It was always hard to tell if she was laughing or crying. I thought I heard somebody calling. I thought I heard somebody calling.
That's Josh Ritter in performance last week here in Washington, D.C. He's on the road to promote his new CD, The Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter. Ritter composed all 14 tracks on the album. He says writing a song is like finding your way into a maze.
You're looking for the way in, and once you find the way in, that's when the fun kind of starts, you know. Then you're inside, and once you're inside, it's just fun.
Your songs, and especially your lyrics, can be a little quirky or eclectic
at
times.
Yeah.
One of the more interesting songs on the new album are those of The Temptation of Adam.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, maybe play it for us.
Sure, yeah. Temptation of Adam is it's a story about, like, I was thinking about, like, you know, those times when it seemed like love can only exist in a rarefied environment for a short amount of time. Like, I was thinking, like, what's the most rarefied place in the world? And I was thinking, like, a nuclear missile silo, so.
If this was the Cold War, we could keep each other warm. I said on the first occasion that I met Marie, we were crawling through the hatch that was the missile silo door, and I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs. I think she started feeling something for me. Passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse, she asked me. I won her over singing W-W-I-I-I. Oh, she smiled and we both knew that she misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy to fall in love with you. It felt almost like a home of sorts or some. You would keep the warhead missile silo good as new, and I'd watch you with my thumb above the button. Then one night you found me in my army issue cot, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought. All night long you drove me wild with your equations. Oh, Marie, you remember all the time we used to take? We'd make our love and then ransack the rations. I think about you leaving now in the avalanche cascades. My eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought that love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground. We could hold each other close. We'd stay up every night looking up into the dark like it's the night sky. Pretend this giant missile is an old oak transtend, and I'd carve your name in hearts into the warhead. Oh, Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above, that our love would live a half-life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because, as our time grows short, I get a little nervous. So I think about the big one, WWII. Would we ever really care? The world had ended, and you could hold me here forever, like you're holding me tonight. I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
How do you know when you write a song and you perform it, that the message gets through?
You know, I think that that's just something that I don't think about too much. I think that you can, if you're too worried about the message getting through, you say things too plainly, and a song just it gets kind of leaden. I feel that, you know, any song that lasts because it has a multiplicity of meanings, and that's what's really cool, because I don't want anybody in a song telling me what exactly the song is about while they're singing it, you know.
Yet you've done songs where you try to address issues like religion or
certainly,
but you didn't espouse a certain point of view, or you weren't trying to say something specific.
I personally think that, like, as Americans, we're great at moralizing in songs. You know, we always add the extra. You know, even in folk songs, you know, folk songs where you always add the last verse at the end. That's the moral about, you know, not talking to the dude who you meet in the woods, or like, you know, or that's why I didn't go down to the river or whatever, or oh, that's why I should stay away from cards and gambling and loose women and all that stuff. But I think that when it comes to politics and when it comes to religion and some of these big issues right now, you know, people are dying. That's you know, I believe that you should definitely, like, question the necessity of the sacrifices, but I don't want to, like, you know, I want to respect those sacrifices at the same time. And I think that there's nothing worse than dumbing down something as horrific as the war going on right now by fitting it neatly into a rhyme. It's never that easy.
How about another new song from the album?
Cool, yeah. I'll do this song. This is Empty Hearts.
Save all of your light for those who can't sleep at night. And we can't even sing to the shadows. So they ride into town and they throw the shots down. And they save the last round for the windows, singing, don't let me into this year with an empty heart, with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart. I'm inside with my friends. We build fires and pretend that the night could just bend on forever. While outside in the frost are the wolves and the lost, and we sing to the dogs or whoever, singing, don't let me into this year with an empty heart, with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart. There's a friend that I have, and for her I'll go back. You see all of these empty that I'm holding, they're too much for a man. Empty arms, empty hands, and she'll know me by the sound of my hoping, singing, don't let me into this year with an empty heart, with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year
here with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart, with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart, with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart, with an empty heart. Don't let me into this year with an empty heart.
Terrific.
Thank you very much.
You are a happy guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You on stage, you're always smiling.
Yeah.
You thank people a lot. You must be pretty happy in your skin.
I am. I'm a lucky person who found what they love to do, you know, and gets to do it. And that anybody takes time out of their day to pop in your record or come to your show is a really cool come and hang out with a bunch of strangers, you know. So I'm thrilled and I'm a happy guy whenever I got a guitar here.
Josh, thanks for stopping by Studio 4A here at NPR and sharing some of your music.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm a big fan, you know. Thanks.
Josh Ritter's new CD is called The Historical Conquests of Josh Ritter. Among the songs, an instrumental track called Edge of the World. And Josh, if you wouldn't mind playing us out on that would
sure.
be awesome.
Yeah, totally.
You can hear Josh Ritter's performance again and a full concert recorded at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. They're on our website. That's npr.org/music. Our story was engineered by Rob Byers and produced by David Nogueras, with special thanks to All Songs Considered and Bob Boylan. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm James Hattori.